The virgin birth, does it really matter?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of America's most in-demand Christian conference speakers. Well, Ken, not to be a bah humbug at this time of year, but I recall reading an article about many theologians proudly announcing they no longer believed in the virgin birth or even the bodily resurrection of Christ. You know something about that, don't you?
Well, you may remember that Time magazine did a major story on theologians associated with what was called the Jesus Seminar. You know, they met and voted on certain theological issues, and using colored marbles, they even voted on the resurrection of Christ. And they had enough of the right colored marbles to declare that Jesus did not rise from the dead. Why is this happening, particularly in America, where the resurrection and virgin birth of Christ were once accepted by the general population? Well, you know, I'll guarantee you'll find one thing in common with these theologians. They will not believe in a literal Genesis, and they'll also have compromised with evolution and millions of years in some way. You see, if you believe in 6 24-hour days of creation, a global flood, and a literal first Adam, you'll have no trouble believing in the bodily resurrection of the last Adam. But if evolution's true, and thus the first Adam is just a myth, then ultimately, the last Adam, Christ, will be also.
Now that our Creation Museum and Planetarium are both open, many people are asking us what the Bible teaches about astronomy. Well, for a free copy of our booklet, Astronomy and the Bible, go to our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com.